It is 7 in the morning. The alarm has gone off twice. Lana is already dressed, bag on her shoulder, keys in hand, and Alice and Robin have not moved an inch. This is not a bad day. This is every single day. That tension, that specific cocktail of love and exasperation, is the raw material of a genuinely great song. And here is the counterintuitive truth about it. The more repetitive and predictable the frustration, the more powerful the musical hook becomes. Songwriting research from Berkeley confirms that repetition and simplicity are among the most effective tools a writer has. They make musical ideas easier to remember and, crucially, easier to feel. The chaos of a morning routine is not a weakness in your story, Em. It is the engine. Now, the key idea is this. Lana's decision not to take the bus is the emotional core of everything. She could leave, the bus exists, she knows the schedule, but she refuses to go without them. And that single choice transforms her from a frustrated older sister into a character with real stakes. Think of it like a superhero who refuses to use their most obvious power. The restraint itself tells you everything about who they are. In songwriting terms, the verse is where you build this situation. The verse develops the narrative, establishing the scene that the chorus will then summarize and intensify. So your verses need to show Lana checking the clock, knocking on doors, watching her patience evaporate, all while that bus timetable ticks in the background. The listener needs to feel the pressure before the chorus can release it. That release is the chorus, and this is where the daily comedy framework does its heaviest lifting. A chorus draws attention to the song's main message, and here the message is beautifully simple. Allez, réveillez-vous. Allez, à table. Allez, on y va. Three commands. Three escalating stages of the morning battle. Wake up, eat, move. Berkeley's songwriting framework notes that a chorus can consist largely of the title or main hook repeated several times, introducing notably limited new wording. That is not laziness, that is architecture. The listener hears those three phrases once and already knows them. By the third repetition of the chorus, they are shouting along with Lana. The key idea here is that the humor lands precisely because the commands are so recognizable. Every listener who has ever been a sibling, a parent, or a reluctant morning person feels that chorus in their chest. Remember, the balance between humor and frustration is what keeps this song lighthearted rather than stressful. The verse sets up the comedy, Robin's blanket pulled over his head, Alice mumbling something incomprehensible, the cereal going soggy on the table. The chorus releases it with energy and rhythm. A short, punchy introduction gets the listener into the scene fast, which matters enormously for attention. Then, after the second verse and chorus cycle, a bridge can shift perspective slightly. For example, Lana could briefly acknowledge that she loves these two chaos agents, even as she loses her mind over them. A bridge does not always need entirely new material. A partial echo of the chorus can work beautifully when it creates a late song variation. That moment of warmth in the bridge is what separates a funny song from a genuinely moving one. It is the reason the final chorus hits harder. Contrasting verse and chorus motifs help distinguish the story-setting sections from the emotional hook, and that contrast is what gives the song its shape. The takeaway is this. To write a relatable song about frustration, you must balance the daily comedy of the situation with the specific character stakes of the protagonist. Lana is not just annoyed. She is choosing, every single morning, to stay. That choice is her character. The repetitive structure of the song, verse building tension, chorus exploding with commands, bridge softening the edges, mirrors the repetitive structure of her mornings. The form and the content become the same thing. Song form can support a narrative arc by allowing ideas to recur while their meaning, tension, or perspective changes. By the final chorus, Allez, on y va, does not just mean let's go to school. It means I love you enough to do this again tomorrow. That, is what turns a funny morning scene into a song people remember.